The Loki Sword by Angus Donald. Fireborn Book 3. Read by Aids Dimbaline.
Prologue. The Taste of Death. Tor watched her brother Bjarki leap over the barricade of mud, shields, and ancient stones in a single bound, then hurtle down the hill towards the foe. His comrades were slower getting past the obstacles, but not much. There were not many more than a score of fighters by then, but they all streamed down the slope in a tight, howling pack, heading straight for the Black Cloak camping ground. The warriors were screaming their war cries as they charged, but Bjarki had now fallen silent and was racing away ahead of the field with his lofted sword seeming to glow blood red in the dying light of the day. Tor was roughly in the middle of the swarm, toting shield and spear. She knew that skinny old Valtir, also armed with a spear, was stumbling along disjointly only a few paces behind her. Now they were only 200 yards from the Christian lines, and she heard the trumpets of the Black Cloaks sounding the alarm and saw the first units of troops, half a Cunae at least, who had been that night sentries, forming up calmly to block their path. These Scalares were the best troops in Francia, perhaps in the whole Middle Realm, and they could not be caught napping, even by this most unorthodox of attacks. A few hundred paces away now, and the dismounted Black Cloaks had formed a fine, solid wall, a double line of troopers, 40 of them, shields locked, helmeted heads tucked in tight, bristling with steel spear points. And Bjarki was charging heedlessly towards the center of them. 70 paces away now. "Archers!" yelled Tor. "Archers, halt! Thin their middle! Thin it now!" She skidded to a stop and was glad to see her four bowmen too halt beside her, all panting hard from the run. They drew out arrows, knocked, pulled back the string, and loosed at the fat line of Black Cloaks, aiming for the very center of the shield wall. One of the men shot too long, his shaft sailing high over the heads of the enemy. Another shot wide, his arrow smacking into the shield of the Frank on the center left of the line. But the third drew, loosed, and shot true. And so did the fourth. Their twin arrows hissed lethally into the center of the enemy shield wall and caused a ripple of displacement as the Frank fell. "The middle! Target the very center of the shield wall!" yelled Tor. All four archers plucked up a second arrow and loosed again. And struck. Just a shaved heartbeat before Bjarki's huge, charging form smashed into the middle of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?